Matthew chapter number 2.
Yes, God, yes.
Well, we can read all this, but I'll probably skip through some of it here. Chapter 2, let's start about verse number 4-3. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born.
Yes.
And they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor,
yes,
that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was.
Yes.
And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts,
yes,
gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their country, to their own country, another way. Amen.
Yes, God.
Praise the Lord. If the Lord would help us for a few minutes tonight, I'd like to talk to us for just a few moments here on lessons from the wise men. Amen.
Yes.
Some lessons we can learn from these wise men. Praise God. The visit of the wise men to see the Lord Jesus in Bethlehem is filled with many things that we can receive from this. Praise God. The Bible calls these visitors wise men. This phrase refers to the Magi.
Yeah.
They were probably astronomers or scientists. They were very smart men of this day. These men were educated, but they placed that critical thinking, that reason, amen, that most men think with, they placed that aside when they saw the star.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. And instead of trying to go by, Brother Scotty, amen, education and reason, they at one time operated here in their life, I believe, by faith.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
And they started following this star. Amen.
Yes.
They left their homes down in Mesopotamia and made a long and difficult journey to come to Bethlehem. They endured harsh conditions as they traveled across mountains and through deserts. Praise God. They faced perils from bandits, amen, and from other evil men as they traveled. Yet these men undertook the trip because they had an encounter, I believe, with the Word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And when the Jews were taken to Babylon, amen, before this time, back when Babylon captured, amen,
right,
the Jews, and they marched them over there, I believe those Jews took the scriptures with them. Amen.
Right.
And that they can, there can be little doubt that the Jews shared their scriptures with the people down in Babylon. One passage I believe in particular, amen, that they shared down in Babylon was Numbers chapter number 24 and verse number 17, which says, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh.
Right.
There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth. Amen. Hey, God. I believe when Israel was down in Babylon, praise God, they still served their God. They still read and told these heathenistic, paganistic worshipers about a God that was about to come, amen, and deliver his people. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Amen. He said, I shall see him, but praise God, it shall not be right now. I shall behold him, but not now. There shall come a star out of Jacob. Hallelujah. When Jesus was born far away from Babylon in a place, amen, called Bethlehem, this star that was mentioned all the way back in the book of Numbers. Praise God. This star began to bloom. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. And it caught their attention. They associated the appearance of that star with the birth of a king. Amen. The word scepter was their hint. Amen. When the star appeared, the wise men concluded the king had come.
All right.
Thus they left their homes and their possessions behind to follow the star that had appeared in the sky. Amen. These men were smart men. These men were educated men. These men were learned men. Praise God. They had studied the stars. They had studied all that they knew about in that day. But all of a sudden, something different had happened. Amen. I won't get into it right now, but if anybody has any John Phillips commentary, amen, I recommend you read this chapter right here out of Phillips. I was reading it this evening, and it just floored me. Amen. Phillips got to breaking it down in an astronomer way. And literally at the birth of Christ, I think it was Saturn and Mercury joined together. Amen. Yeah. Hey God. And with that joining together reflected the light on this star, which, amen, was that North Star. Hallelujah. And all because of the birth of Christ, even the galaxies changed. Amen. Hey God. I don't know about you. I tell you, when God intervenes, things change. Hallelujah. Hey God. Amen. And Israel had told them all throughout the ages, there shall come a star out of Jacob. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And when Jesus was born, here this star appeared. Praise God. Now it had been a couple years have passed, and they arrive in Jerusalem looking for a king. Hey God, it is always good to learn from someone that's wiser than us. Praise God. Amen. That is a hard truth for some people to grasp. Amen. Some people, they don't learn until they learn from their own mistakes. Praise God. I don't know why it is, but when a kid reaches about 15 or 16, all of a sudden, amen, mom and dad that used to be their heroes and know so much, all of a sudden mom and dad becomes a little bit ignorant. Praise God. And teenagers all of a sudden become smart. Amen. Until about your early 20s, until life beats you up and spits you out a few times, then you realize mom and dad's pretty smart after all. Amen. So I don't know about you. I'd like to take a lesson from the wise here tonight. Praise God. Amen. After some time had passed, amen, here these wise men, my first point I'd like to preach here tonight, amen, they came seeking a king. Hallelujah. Or if you will, a savior. Amen. They came seeking after a savior. Amen. The wise men were from Babylon. They were Gentiles separated from God and his covenant. Listen to this. Amen. We must get the picture here. I've never seen it like this. Amen. These men were down in a heathenistic nation. Amen. All they had was some scriptures, I believe, that they remembered from years gone by. And here Israel is, God's promised people. Amen. They was right in the Holy Land, right with the promise of God. But it took some men, Brother Tommy, long ways down the road with just some scripture and no knowledge of knowing God whatsoever. But right here in Israel were men that they were scribes, they were Pharisees. They knew the law, they knew the letter of the law, they knew God's word front and back. They could quote it from Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy. Great God, they knew it. But when God appeared, he couldn't even speak to one of them because they wasn't even watching for it. Great God, so he let a star begin to appear, and some heathenistic men from a paganistic country, amen, saw the star, and a light went off in their head, and they said, oh, I remember when God's people was down here in bondage, they said a star is going to come out of Jacob. Hallelujah. And they had the sense to know that as far as that star is away, it has to be sitting over Jacob. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, I come to tell us, great God, it doesn't take a great, amen, mind to be able to know God God, it just takes a tender heart. Hallelujah. You don't have to be a theologian. You don't have to be smart. All you got to do is have a heart to seek after him. And I believe you can find him. Amen. That's all it takes. It's to say, Lord, I see your light and I want some of it. Hallelujah. Hey God, it doesn't take a lot of big words. But I tell you, all it takes is a pure heart. Amen. To fall down on your knees before him and say, Lord, I want to be a follower of you. That's all it takes. Thank God they saw his light. Amen. Amen. These men had some scrolls that the Jews had brought down to Babylon. Uh-huh. The knowledge they possessed about God was limited, but yet they took that little bit of knowledge that they possessed and simply believed it. Hallelujah. Oh, that men and women could take what little bit we know about God and believe it. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know how God hung the moon on nothing. I don't know how he put the earth there and spin it on its axis and it's still spinning. I don't know that, but I believe he did it. Hallelujah. Hey God, I don't know how he made man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, but I believe he did it. Hallelujah. Hey, hey God, I don't know all the majestic ways of a mighty God, but this one thing I know, he's a big God sitting high, and I'm a little man down here, and I need the help and grace of God. And as long as you've got that mind frame, I said, as long as you've got that, you've got a way to get to him. Hey, we got to be simple in nature and believe that he's a mighty God.
Yes, sir. Woo! Believe, God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Here you go. Yes. They revealed to Herod the overriding desire that drove them through the deserts, across the mountains. Amen. Through many dangers, they get to Jerusalem and Herod meets them there. Hey God. And they said, we want to find the king. Amen. The king of all kings.
Right.
The Lord of lords. Let's get the picture here of how this must make Herod feel. Also, I really recommend this. Read Phillips. I don't have time to get into it. He got into the background of Herod, how wicked Herod was. Herod killed as high as hundreds in a day. Amen. Just to watch them being tortured. Amen. Christians in his day. He had fallen greatly. The kingdom of Israel was probably at an all-time low right now at the time of Herod and at the birth of Christ. Amen. Humanity had fallen to an all-time low. They had fell away from God. Hey, but oh, amen, a light began to shine. Hallelujah. Herod was a wicked man, and these men came seeking a savior, and they said, a star is beginning to shine, and we're seeking the king. And so Herod, no doubt, it ruffles his feather up, and he thinks to himself, I'm the king around here. What are they talking about? I'm the king of Israel. Everybody bows to me. But oh, he was a sly old fox. He didn't say a word of what he felt in his heart. He said, oh, you wise men, when you find where the star leads you and you find this baby, this king, you let me know so I can worship also. He wasn't going to worship. He was going to kill this little baby. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But God's ways are far above our ways. Come on now. Amen. So here, these wise men, amen, they keep on following the star, trying to find the baby.
Thank you.
Woo! Yeah. Amen. There were men in Jerusalem who knew everything about the scriptures, what the scripture said about his birth. Amen. Oh, yes, but they did not even know that a Savior was in their community. Doesn't that just astound you? Hey, God, I never thought of it on that measure before. These men were religious. These men were learned. Hey, God, they had the truth in their hands, but not in their hearts. God, give me the truth in my heart, and not just in my hand and in my head. But Lord, lodge it in my heart. Help me to be true in my heart. Let me tell you young people something. If you really get it in your heart, you'll live it outside the church. You'll live it outside the home. You won't do it just because mom's making you, or dad's making you, or granny's making you, or the preacher will preach on you. But if you get it in your heart, I tell you to keep you for the rest of your life. Hey, God. Hey, amen. I feel the Holy Ghost right here tonight. Don't just get in your head, but get in your heart. Want to raise a hand towards heaven and say, Lord, put in my heart. David said, let me hide the words in my heart that I might not sin against thee, O God. Get in your heart and you'll serve God.
Hallelujah.
Get in your heart. You'll serve him.
That's right.
I got saved at a young age.
Yeah.
Brother Scotty, not belittling my parents at all, but they just didn't know much about church.
Right.
They didn't know much about God. Yeah. I guess you say I was the first one in the family. Brother Tom said this one. I guess I was one of the first in the family to get saved.
All right.
Amen. I didn't know nothing, Brother Scotty, but I know this.
Come on.
I got it down in my heart. And it made a change in me, Brother Earl. It got those things that I used to do. I didn't have a desire for them anymore. I quit the old man and I put on a new man. I like to tell some of you tonight, you can do that too. 20 years down the road, we don't have to worry about you. You'll still be serving God if you get him in your heart. And I tell you, this ain't something you can get superficial. This ain't something you can do just because somebody's telling you to. But when you get him in your heart, you'll make it to the finish line. You'll run. You'll serve God. Thank God. If you get him in your heart, amen. Won't you raise your hand and praise him? I said, won't you raise your hand and praise him in this house? Lord, help me get him in my heart, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Man, you got him in your heart. We want him in our heart, don't we?
Yes, Lord.
Hey, God.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, I feel the Holy Ghost speak to me tonight. I don't often do this, but the Lord spoke to my heart and said, you better leave that tenderness in his heart alone. You better let the Lord lead him. You better let the Lord help him, or you're going to steer him in the wrong direction. Amen. I tell you, you better let God put it down in your heart. You better not live how you live because mama or because dad, but you better do it because Jesus lives in my heart. And when he gets in there, I'll serve him no matter what. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. Don't want to lead him wrong.
Glory to God.
Come on.
Amen. I've seen a lot of kids come to church down through the years. I know I look young, but I'm older than I look. I've seen a lot of kids have a desire for God, have a desire to go to God's house, want to consecrate and dedicate to God. Mom and dad and grandparents steer them down to go play ball, or steer them to go down here, go down to some other church, and then they end up backslid, and they end up on dope, and they end up away from God, and they wish a thousand times I would have never hindered that tenderness in their heart. I tell you, serious, you better watch how you lead your children away from the tenderness of God.
Woo!
You better watch.
Yes, sir.
You know what the Lord spoke to me here tonight? Woo! Amen. You better be tender towards the things of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Tender. Brother Scott, if you get tender, the Lord will keep you for years to come. If you get tender. You know why some people's washed up? Amen. They lose that tenderness.
Yeah.
Great God. I realize we all got things that gets us off kilter. We all got things that ruffle our feathers. We all got things that try to embitter us. But you better stay tender.
Stay tender. Woo. Yeah, come on.
You better stay tender.
Come on.
You better not let people get you ruffled up. You better get your eyes off everybody else and get your eyes on yourself. You better get tunnel vision and look at the finish line and say, hey, I gotta make it. It ain't about everybody else. I'm not gonna stand in judgment for everybody. I'm gonna stand in judgment for me. I gotta give an account to Almighty Help us, Lord. Amen. I'm going to give an account to a mighty God. Amen.
Come on, that's right.
Oh, yes. Great God. So they revealed to Herod, amen, why they come seeking,
yeah,
amen, a Savior. It is a phrase used to speak here. Amen. They have a desire, they said, in their hearts. See, they said, it's not just scriptures that we've been holding down in Babylon that speak of a star that's going to appear out of Jacob. But they said the reason why we're searching and we're trying to find this king, Brother, Brother Anthony, people don't leave the comforts of their home and go hundreds and hundreds of miles back years ago on foot and by horseback. They don't go hundreds of miles and suffer hardship and hunger, amen, and all the things these men suffered because of just something they had in their hand. But I tell you, do drastic things with something you get in your heart.
Yes, amen.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Yeah,
right. And they tell King Herod, we've got it in our heart. We want to find the Savior,
yeah,
so we can worship Him.
Yeah, worship.
Yeah. Hey God, when I looked at this evening, this stirred me up. Amen. This word worship in this tense, when you look at it, in this tense that it's used, it means to lay oneself prostrate, amen, down before one. These men were saying, we want to bow ourselves,
yeah,
amen, like a dog does to his master. You ever seen a dog that really loves its master? It'll lay down and expose its most vulnerable part, its stomach. You ever seen a dog do that? That dog will lay down and roll over and say, here, pet me, master. Amen. I trust you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
These men were saying that.
Right.
They were saying, we trust God.
Yeah.
We've left home. We've left comfort. Amen. Seeking a star.
Yeah.
And we're going to worship the Savior.
Woo!
Lord.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I got to move on here. Just about to. A desire was burned in their hearts,
yeah,
from a few ancient passages of scriptures. I marvel at the faith of these wise men. Their desire for Jesus reminds us that we did not have, amen, to be a theological mastermind. All we've got to do is have a tender heart. I've been on that. We don't have to possess all the answers to all the questions of the mysteries of the faith. All I've got to do is have a love,
yeah,
and follow after that love. Hey, God. Amen. And the more I follow, the more light I will find. I believe the closer they got to Bethlehem, the brighter that light got. Hallelujah. I've always wondered that. How did they follow that star? I tell you, Sister Peggy, how they did it. Because the closer you get to that star, and the closer you get to the Savior, the brighter the light becomes in your life. Hey, God, when you really buckle down and get close to God, His light will shine down on you. Hey, I said it'll light your path. No wonder David said, amen, He's a light unto my path. Hallelujah. I said the closer you get, the brighter the light comes. I believe that's why it's important to be sanctified.
Yes, buddy.
Woo!
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're saved? You need to be sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the light gets brighter.
Right.
It's brighter.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord. That's good.
Yeah.
Come on.
I can preach on things and make people feel guilty. I've done this, Brother Tommy.
Right.
And they'll give it up for a week or two because the preacher made them feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also preached on things. Amen. Most, if a preacher has any love for people at all, he preaches with a burden, with love in his heart.
Right, right.
Not just to make them feel bad, but to change their life for the gospel, to penetrate their heart, to change their life. I don't preach to make people feel bad.
Right, right.
I preach for the gospel to penetrate their heart and change their life. Because when that light shines down and you give up things and you get sanctified and shut the world off and give up things for God with the light shining on it, you'll never go back.
Right.
Hey, God.
Woo.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
I said, you'll never go back.
Yeah.
I quit things in my life that I've never had to worry about going back on because the light shined on it, Brother Earl. And when the light shines, you can't go back. Hey, can you say amen to that? Thank God for the light. And the closer you get to the light, the brighter it'll be in your life. God.
Woo!
I got to hurry here.
Amen. There were men in Jerusalem who had all the advantage, but they didn't have it in their heart. These learned religious men held the truth in their hands, but not in their heart. Lord, help us, God, to get it in our heart. As we move into the Christmas season, we should ask the Lord to make it real to us.
Right?
Yes.
Is this just another Christmas year?
Come on.
Woo! That we get out in the stores and see the hustle and the bustle and people running to and fro, people driving their credit cards up, the merchants and Visa and MasterCard and American Express, they love the holidays. You know why? They make this season that we're in right now is where merchants make, amen, some of them make 50% of their budget, amen, in the season that we're in right now. So they love all the hustle and bustle. Amen. We buy, we run, we try to do all this. Great God, we forget the real reason of the season. Do you know what the reason is? No, it's not to buy presents. Amen. And hopefully my kids will get a few. But that's not the reason. The reason is Jesus, who left the portals of glory. And he put on human flesh. And he was born of a Virgin Mary. And he came to earth to be a Savior. That's the reason.
Yes, it is.
That Jesus came.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. It's the same old story. Year after year. No, no, no. You got the wrong attitude. It's not the same old story. Christmas still has a message. It reminds us year after year that an almighty God became flesh and walked among us. Amen. That Jesus humbled himself and he died the death of the cross all because he loved us.
Right.
It reminds us that he came into the world, great God, so that he could die for us on the cross. Amen.
Yes.
Christmas reminds us that Jesus loved us, that he died for us, and that he rose again the third day. Can you say thank God for Christmas?
Hallelujah.
Amen. We had 2 points tonight. The first one was wise men still seek him. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo! And the second one, the lesson that these wise men can teach us is a little bit of a message of sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
Amen. A.W. Tozer shared a valuable principle from the story of these wise men. Tozer said that the wise men came to Jesus not to gain something from him, but to give something to him.
Yeah.
You ever thought about that?
Come on, man.
When we're wooing for sinners, oh, come pray, come give your life to God, we always tell what God can do for them.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, he can take your heavy heart. Woo!
Come on.
He can take you out of bankruptcy and get you straightened up. He can do all them things, but these wise men was not following him for what he could do for them.
Right.
They were following after the star for what they could give to him.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. He'll save you from the wrath of God, yes. He'll forgive you of your sin, yes. He'll give you a new life, yes. He'll give you eternal life, yes. He'll take care of you, yes. He'll make us a home in heaven, yes. But thank God, what can you do for him?
Oh, my God.
Our text introduces us to men who do come seeking, but they not what they might get, but what they might give.
Yeah.
When the star lived into the house where Jesus lived with Mary and Joseph, the Bible tells us these men presented him gifts.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
How many wise men were there? Anybody know?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
I was hoping to get a hand. I wanted to know how many there was. Praise God. We say three. Why? Because there was three gifts.
Three gifts, yeah.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But we don't know how many wise men there were. There were possibly three. That may be a good guess. But the Bible does not say there was three. But these wise men presented three gifts.
Right.
Right.
Woo.
Yes, Lord.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They gave him extravagant, expensive gifts that acknowledged Jesus as a prophet, as a priest, and as a king.
Praise
God. Woo! I'm not sure they understood all that they did in that right then, but those gifts were appropriate because they pictured Jesus in the fullness of his ministry. Those gifts were valuable, and I'm sure they hoped that this young family, amen, met the needs that they faced, both of them, amen, right then and even in the future. Does anybody know what the gold represented? Amen. The gold represented they were going to give a gift to someone that was royal.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Woo! Right. Someone that was a king. Brother Tommy, give me Luke chapter number 1, starting at verse 46. I'll need 2 verses there. But these men, oh, amen, were given this gold for someone that was royal, that was a king. Hallelujah. Oh, they was given frankincense, which was a gift of a deity. Amen. Wow. Of a God figure. Praise God. And also myrrh, which they probably didn't understand at this time. Amen. But myrrh was given, amen, as a gift to someone that was, amen, dying or dead, to anoint that body for burial. And this gives us the great picture of Christ. Amen. When he was born deity.
Yeah.
He was born God. He was born royal. And he was born to die.
Woo!
Amen. He left the portals of glory all for the reason that he must be the ransom for the sins of all humanity.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
So I can see these wise men, Brother Tommy, amen, as they left, praise God, their homeland way back in Babylon, Mesopotamia, as they left, Brother Earl, amen, with gold and frankincense and myrrh, and they stepped out to go across mountains and desert and terrain and all the hardships, and they was probably pondering in their heart, amen, is this really going to be a king of kings? Is this really going to be the Lord of all lords? Maybe, Brother Tommy, they had pictured a grown man. Maybe they had pictured royalty that they were coming to bow down to.
Yeah.
Oh, but when they get there and that light settles over top of Bethlehem, and not only Bethlehem, but the Bible said over the house of Jesus, that house settled and the star led the men right to the very house.
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Knocked on the door.
Holy.
Joseph opens the door up and said, yes, sir, how can I help you?
Yeah.
And these men already bowing. Oh, we've come from long ways to hail the King of all kings. Woo! We came a long ways. Amen. To give gold. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Unto a deity, unto God. Amen. Frankincense. And amen. We come to anoint him. Hallelujah. With myrrh. Very expensive, extravagant gifts that they had. And I believe Joseph knew, amen, that this was God's only son.
Yeah.
Brother Scotty, can you see Joseph as he looks at these wise men? And he said, yes, men, I'll take you to where he is.
Woo!
A little old meager house in the poor end of Bethlehem.
Yeah.
The son of a carpenter.
Yeah.
Hey, and in the back room was a cry from a little baby as God pitched him on the foot to wake him up. Hey, and Joseph leads these men down a narrow hallway to the back room of a house, and he says, here's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I've got him in heaven. Hey, maybe I don't know, but my heart leans to believe that when these wise men saw baby Jesus, they were disappointed.
Yeah,
come on.
Think of it.
We come across deserts. We come across torrential mountains for a baby.
Oh, yeah.
But oh, I believe over in the corner was Mary. Amen. Quoting her song unto the Lord out of Luke. Amen. Chapter number 1, verses 46 and 47.
And Mary said, my soul doeth magnify the Lord.
Woo! My soul. She picks him up out of his crib and she's patting him on the back. My soul doth magnify the Lord.
And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior.
And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior.
Hallelujah.
And the one man picks up the gold and he says, he is a king. Hey, here is your gold. Amen. Get it, get it, get it. We got to finish this. Hey, hallelujah. Here is, amen, my great God, my king. Hey, and he hands over the gold and he said, my God. And the other wise man steps up and he said, I thought I had the wrong house, but here is frankincense. I believe a Savior is in the house. Thank God in heaven.
Yes.
And verse 47.
And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior.
And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior.
Yes.
Amen. And then the third man, if there was a third, amen, got the myrrh. Amen. And said, he is a Savior. Here is myrrh.
Yeah.
Anoint his body for the burial.
Yeah.
For this baby has come, amen, to give his life a ransom for the sin of the entire world. World. Hey, I come to tell us he is royal, he is deity, he is a Savior, and he's worthy of all worship.
Say a word across this house.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! I love this. And after, praise God, and after they presented the gifts, and when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child where Mary the mother fell down and worshiped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented him gifts, gold,
yes,
frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you, Lord.
They presented him gifts first, Scotty. And the Bible said they worshiped him.
Worship. Worship.
Merchants of this day get this all confused. All we know about is gifts. Give, give, give. Bye, bye, bye.
Yeah.
Where'd the worship go? Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
These men fell down. They worship the Savior. I tell you what, if you're going to get anywhere with God, you better learn to worship.
Yes.
You better learn humility. You better learn how to bow yourself before a mighty hand of God and worship Him. Don't forget worship in this Christmas season. We must remember who Christmas is about. The Christmas season exists because God became a man and was born into this world. That's why we have Christmas. When your family gathers, open the Bible and read together about his incarnation, about his birth. Read them Luke chapter number 2 and tell them why we're here.
Yeah.
Even exchanging gifts.
Yeah.
Remember the greatest gift of all. It's the gift God gave to us. Amen. From his son Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's the greatest gift of all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these wise men came carrying gifts and they gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And like the unforgotten gift. Maybe I should have titled this the unforgotten gift. And they worshiped him.
Yeah, they did.
That's a great gift when you worship and honor him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I worship you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Would you raise a hand right here and say, I worship you, Lord. I honor you, God. Oh, God, that you thought so much of us, that you sent heaven's best, Jesus Christ, as a babe, wrapped in human flesh and bone. Great God, all because you loved us. Christmas is coming here in a few short days. Will it be business as usual? Or will this year be different? Will this be the year that you give the gift that he deserves? That's the gift of worship.
Hallelujah.
We'll gather around this altar here tonight.
Thank you.
Amen. And raise some hands toward heaven. Yearn down in your soul and say, oh God, I worship you. I worship you for what heaven has done for me. Heaven searched, amen, through all, God searched through all of heaven to send me his only begotten son, amen.
Holy, holy, holy Lord.
Thank God, let's worship him, church. Let's worship him. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on, come on, come on. I said he's worthy. Hear the Bible.
You're worthy, God. All of my life. still seek Him. Woo!
Yes, God.
Wise men still seek Him.
Don't follow that time.
Wise men still follow Him.
Lord,
wise men still worship Him.
Come on, come on, come on.
All they open that gift.